place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here on a solo mission. Lundy, probably sunburnt because he suntans and looks normally like a tomato. No tan really applied, but the libations surely been flowing liberally for him down in Mexico. So I hope he's had a great vacacion. He's going to be back with me, I believe, on the Monday edition here of the Feed 5 podcast. I am back from Vegas, and I am shockingly still whole. Saw you two with the Sphere. Highly recommend that show. Mind-blowing visualizations. Even if you're not a huge and ardent supporter of U2's music, the graphics and the animations that were projected inside this giant sky wall, again, will have smoke coming out of your ears. An unbelievable experience. And again, highly recommend it. Everybody is out there. I saw them on Thursday night, party a little bit too hard. Slept for a number of hours. I was Sleeping Beauty last night. I couldn't even make it through the entire Illinois game. And I'm glad I didn't, because my ILL suck royally right now, as they got stomped by Nebraska 27 at home. And unfortunately did not honor the recently passed and the NFL legend in Dick Butkus, like the Chicago Bears shockingly did on Thursday. With all that out of the way, let's get after it and let's make some college cash. And hopefully faded my Illini with the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Where else could you pile up the greenbacks on the junior circuit? What bet is really catching my eye? Well, it's none other than Gig'em, baby! Texas A&M! I'm going down to the College Station, Texas there. I'm going to take the Aggies, taking on the Alabama Crimson Tide, who's not exactly living up to the mammoth expectations as they normally do every single year. Nick Saban, probably not the kindest of gentlemen right now, but I believe Texas A&M scores the win. So I'll take them on the money line at +114 available at DraftKings and Hong Kong. Yeah, I'll sit middle row of the plus bus on this particular wager. The reason being is this: Texas A&M defensively is outstanding. Number 8 in the country in EPA total defense. And no slouches offensively either. Number 32 in EPA offense. And then that's the area of concern right now. With Alabama, offensively, they're bewildered, they're confused, and they're discombobulated. Evidenced by the number 49 ranking in the country and EPA total offense. Not bad defensively. Number 13, you know they got athletes all over the place. They're going to be playing on NFL Sundays. But this team is just on the struggle bus, putting the ball into the end zone. And I think it's going to be more of the same. So give me Texas A&M winning in what should be a barn burner. I think they win like 24-20, maybe 23-20, something like that. But if they score the victory, I score some cold, hard cash at +114. Pull this one at DraftKings. With that bet on the board, me amigos, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5. All right, numero cinco on the countdown for NFL week. Numero cinco. I am loud, I am proud, and I am a member of Team Stroud. Give me the over on C.J. Stroud, former the Ohio State Buckeye. And I have to say the for copyright purposes, or they sue the living daylights out of me. But I think he's going to throw a couple end zone strikes against the Atlanta Falcons. You can get that right now. Plus money. Available at FanDuel Sportsbook. That's +102. And the reason why I am high on C.J. Stroud, he's doing historic things. No first-year NFL passer has thrown for more yards than him. He is a man right now standing alone on an island. He passed Andrew Luck to grab hold of that record. And I think he's going to continue to deliver the goods. And in this game, you look at Atlanta. On paper, not too bad of a secondary. 5.98 pass yards per attempt is all the Falcons have allowed this season, with 186.7 pass yards per game and 6 total passing touchdowns. But you look at some of the DBs in that secondary, and they're sketchy at best. So they've been overperforming. I think defenses, or offenses, I should say, have been taking advantage of them on the ground. And I think Stroud will take advantage of them through the air. Yes, he's only number 24. And red zone completion percentage, according to playerprofiler.com. But number 3 in the National Football League and pass yards per attempt, 8.0 in that category. And he has been a king of consistency, evidenced by the two and two. They are wild passing touchdowns he has had in each of his last three games. Also number six in total air yards. I've been so impressed with how he's spreading the ball around. I mean, Dalton Schultz caught a touchdown last week. Nuclear Nico Collins detonated last week as well. But, it, you know, he's stood on the sidelines seemingly. And a couple of the other games, as Tank Dell has risen to the occasion. Robert Woods has had his moments. So really like how he is surveying the field, find the open man, and throwing darts. And I think he's going to do exactly that for a pair of touchdowns against maybe what could be soon the deep fried Atlanta Falcons. Some of the sack on those dirty birds. Again, give me Stroud over 1.5 passing touchdowns in the ATL at plus money, available at FanDuel. Next up here on the Fade at 5 podcast, numero quattro on the countdown. I'm going to work a little SGP on one man and one man only, and that being the Big D. That Big D plays for Philly, and that is Dallas Goedert. Give me him for 4 more receptions. Give me him then for 25-plus receiving yards against the Rammies. You put those together, plus 105, little baby, seduced by the juice there at BetMGM. Squeaky wheel gets the grease, and I think that's going to be the case with him. And Nick Sirianni came out late week and said, we have got to get him the damn football more. That was a direct quote. That's what he said to the media. We got to feed Dallas Goedert. And, you know, he's seen a decent but not great overall target share, 15.7% to be exact. He has only been over this one time this season, both these thresholds, in a single game, just number 27 in catchable target rate. So it's not entirely his doing, you know, part of the wrongdoing is tied to Jalen Hurts and his inaccuracy. And number 12 as well in unrealized air yards, which could soon become realized. You look at the Rams. A pair of tight ends have gone over both of these numbers in a game this season. They're giving up specifically 4.3 receptions and 52.3 receiving yards per game to the tight end position. If you got Dallas Goedert in fantasy, plug him in, because I think you're going to reap the benefits. There could be some early game script funneling passes in his general direction to get him going based on Sirianni's word. So put it all together. Dallas Goedert on this SGP. And please come with me if you're buying what I'm selling. Goedert 4 or more receptions and Goedert 25 or more receiving yards plus 105. Unbelievable. There. At BetMGM. Numero tres here on the feed. 5 countdown. Let's make some dollar with Josh Dobbs. And I'm going to take the 25 or more rush yards on the upstart passer for the Arizona Cardinals. You know, only been a member of this team for about a month. Taking on the Cincinnati Bengals down there in the Sonoran Desert. I think the Bengals are going to once again sit on a cactus and be plucking those needles out of their hineys, because they have been lousy. They've been miserable pretty much across the board, offensively and including defensively. By the way, if Dobbs goes for 25 or more rush yards in this game, you get this on an alt threshold player prop of plus money, plus 105, available at DraftKings. And I say, do take advantage. You look at Dobbs averaging 6.0 rush attempts per game. So, kind of a poor man, Josh Allen, poor man's Jalen Hurts in a way. And in the last three games, he's gone 41, 55, and 48 rush yards. Some of those have been opportunistic scrambles. Other times they've been on designed tuck and run opportunities. I think both are going to be a play in this game. And look at Cincinnati, a disastrous number 26 in EPA rush defense on the season. And you look at other scoring duelists at the quarterback position. Deshaun Watson ran for 45 yards against him. Lamar Jackson went for 54. Again, Dobbs is a poor man's version, I feel, of both of those quarterbacks, but he is tapping into his strengths. A guy that was an aerospace engineering major at the University of Tennessee, as my esteemed colleague Danny Kloppinger would always scream, and usually does, alive in line, V-O-L-S. He'll do it for his alma mater, and he's going to do it for all the backers out there. Give me Joshua Dobbs to run for 25 or more yards against the Bengals, plus 105, available at DraftKings. Number two, who does number two work for? Well, hopefully he's going to work for me, and that is Breece Hall here on the Feed 5 podcast. Give me the over 60.5 rush yards going against the Mile High My Little Ponies. Oh, they're cute. They're so cuddly. They have sparkles. And they're terrible at defending the football. Minus 115 available at BetMGM. We have seen significant juice shift in this opportunity here the last about 24 hours. Believe it or not, for a large chunk of the week, this was available at plus money across all the sports books. Low plus money, plus 100 or plus 105. Hopefully, you took advantage of the softer juice. Now it's swinging in the other direction at minus 115. I think it's only going to climb by kickoff on Sunday. This could be like minus 130, minus 140, because it's still too low. Robert Saleh has already come out and said, no restrictions. We're taking the kid gloves off. We are allowing Breece Hall to do his thing. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. And I think Breece Hall is going to be working those legs early and often against Denver. You want to talk about disastrous. They've been the definition of disastrous defensively this season. When you make the Chicago Bears kind of look like, or at least this year's version, the 85 Bears or the Buckus-led Bears, that's all you need to know, because the Bears have been, with the exception of Thursday night, largely miserable defensively. And that, of course, then applies to Denver. Number 31 EPA rush D in the NFL this season. They've given up 5.84 yards per carry and 153.3 rush, not total, rush yards per game to the running back position, along with 11 combined scores to RBs as well. I wouldn't be at all surprised if Breece Hall found the end zone a little early. Burn his time! It's plus 140 at DraftKings if he indeed crosses a chalk and splashes six. But look at Hall. He has been an advanced analytics darling this year. Number two in yards after contact per attempt at 6.16. Only Devon Achane has eclipsed him in that category, and he's also forced a missed tackle 21.9% of the time, only seen 45.7% of the opportunity share, but he is rendering Dalvin Cook useless, which really Dalvin Cook is rendering himself useless starting this week. I think he's going to see at least 65 to 70% of the touches in this game, any of those coming on the ground, and given the lack of gap awareness that the Broncos have, I think Hall's got to read, recognize, and shoot through the hole for sizable gain after sizable gain. And I know there's question marks about the offensive line and, of course, Zach Wilson, but it won't matter. You know, maybe a first of 40 wins in this particular contest, but Breece Hall in the Mile High City is going to make me some moolah. I'm taking the over on 60.5 rush yards, must start material in fantasy land as well. I would make that argument. By the way, minus 115 at BetMGM available on this prop. Dance Hall days are back. Crank the Wang Chung. Numero uno here on the Fade 5 podcast. Oh, you could have guessed it. Mandatory Montgomery, you jackals. Yeah, you want to cue some more theme music in the background? Flashful fantasy. A little Billy Idol for those fans out there of the old SiriusXM Fade the Noise program. But Dave Montgomery, a guy I think is going to get it done. So on this SGP, and I use the DraftKings odds boost to my advantage on this one. Give me Montgomery for an anytime touchdown, and let's correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. If he's going to score six, that's going to give Detroit potentially the lead in the game. I say they went on the money line, so taking them straight up and just keeping it to two legs. We don't have to go full seven-leg or Calvin Ridley style on that ass, do we? No, we don't, especially when you apply that odds boost to DK. You can get it at plus 120. Detroit take it on the Carolina Panthers, and I believe the Lions are going to roar in this game, especially Mandatory, who has been the lion's share carrier in this offense. Guy sees a sizable opportunity share. Jahmyr Gibbs, by the way, had a hamstring tweak in practice on Friday. Highly questionable for this contest. You might see some Craig Reynolds if he can't go. But Montgomery, this could be another 25 to 30 touch game. That's no exaggeration. That's not outlandish to think at all, because Carolina, I mentioned how awful the Denver Broncos were defensively. Carolina's even worse. They are dead last in EPA rush defense in the NFL so far this season. So they one-upped the Broncos, which is really hard to do defensively. And you look specifically what the Carolina Panthers have allowed, 7 combined touchdowns to running backs and 4.94 yards per carry. Yikes. You look at Montgomery specifically, 18 total red zone touches. That's number 4 among all running backs in the National Football League. And he's coming off that 1, 2, 3, 14, another U2 reference there, effort that he had. The last time he took the field, finding the end zone, he's just got a nose for it, and he is the primary goal line back. He's filling that Jamal Williams role, and then some. Already 4 touchdowns on the season. I mentioned the opportunity share, 63.2% on the year, and it could climb to well over 70 if Gibbs is limited or out in this contest. He's only got a 2.72 yards after contact per attempt mark, but he has forced the 2nd most missed tackles of any running back in the league, 16 in total, through the first 4 weeks of the season. Put some damn respect on his name. I've been trying to tell people, I was blue in the face for years, that Torrey Montgomery can ball. The advanced analytics always showed it, and now he is getting an opportunity, and he is thriving. He is shining in Detroit because the Bears completely misused him. So my top tackle play, and put some hot sauce on top of that bad boy, on this SGP, Dave Montgomery. Anytime touchdown, and the Lions to win straight up against the Panthers, plus 120 with that odds boost available at DraftKings. Of course, I can't go away. It's way too early. I got bonus time on the mind. And let's go to the Team Huevos parlay play of the day. And it's really simple. It's only a 2-legger. And usually I do these like SGPs or use some old thresholds. The alt market last week murdered your boy. I'm still bleeding out very slowly about all the units lost, in particular on those offerings. So I'm going to take a step back, have a few of those on my always free, always transparent, always public too spreadsheet. You can find it on the X, and I always give it to you on that platform at Noisy Huevos. Again, at Noisy Huevos. So I'm going to step away from that alt market and just go to a standard easy peasy 2-legger. And we're going to stick to receptions. 1 wide receiver, 1 running back. Leg numero uno, give me Wandale Robinson. 4 or more catches for the G-men. And give me Bijan Robinson. Double dipper Robinson. Hey, Mr. Robinson. 4 plus receptions, plus 151. When you put those together, available at DraftKings. So look at Wandale, a guy that's been quite the asset in the last couple of weeks in PPR leagues, especially if you play like one of the sickos out there like I am in a 14, 16, 18, or 20 teamer, and I play in all those leagues every single year. Yes, I am demented in the mind. So, you know, you're trying to squeeze every last drop out of what you can find really in the marketplace for fantasy football. And Wandale has been a breath of fresh air, to say the least. 4 catches and 5 catches in his first 2 games back on this roster. Seeing 17.5% of the team target share, operating primarily the slot, already played 40 slot snaps. And I think he could take advantage of the Miami Dolphins in that capacity, because let's be honest, the Giants are already down, 30-0 as soon as they step off the bus with Tua Tagovailoa, Tyreek Hill, Achan, and also Raheem Mostert probably set to do hell of a damage, Jalen Waddle as well in this game. So, you know, a lot of catch-up mode in full effect for the New York Giants, which means probably a high frequency of pass attempts for Daniel Jones in this game. And if you've seen the usage with Wandale Robinson, it's typical Wandale. Operating in the slot, being that a slot type of receiver, a lot of short yardage, low A-dot passes, but high completion percentage when Jones targets him. So he is really going to accumulate the catches in this one. Again, in a potential high-volume game, I say he gets at least 4 receptions on the board. And the same applies for Bijan Robinson. who has been dynamite to say the least. And, you know, it's no surprise at all. This is why he was a consistent first rounder in fantasy football drafts. And he's living up to that expectation. He has ran the second most routes of any running back in the league. He's averaging 26 a game. He's got 104 already this season. Just outstanding production in that realm. 19.1 team target percentage. That is number four among all running backs in the league. He's gone for at least four receptions in all four games this season. And you look at Houston, who he's taken on. Zach Moss caught four balls against him. Travis Etienne and Jalen Warren. So three running backs have gone over this number against him. They're giving him specifically 4.8 receptions per game to the running back position. So to recap, Wandale Robinson, four more receptions. And the other Robinson, Bijan, also four more receptions, plus 151. Again, I put that together at DraftKings. Additional bonus time action. Give me the under. I'll live in that land down under. I crank the minute work in the background on Miles Sanders, 43.5. Seems like a really low threshold, but I don't think he's going to cross it. Rush yards, minus 115 at BetMGM. Detroit has been outstanding in run defense this season. They're a team that's allowing just 2.87 yards per carry and 45.3 rush yards per game. And Sanders hasn't been operating really at 100% strength. He's got a tender love muscle. Could flare up. It's been bothersome at times. Not the greatest run blocking efficiency either, exhibited by the Carolina Panthers. And, you know, Chuba Hubbard has been slowly eating away at that opportunity share. And you pull all that together, and the fact that he's been, you know, terribly inefficient. And to speak to that, he is RB46 in yards created per touch, RB47 in yards after contact per attempt, and has forced just three missed tackles on 54 attempts. Your corpulent uncle who runs like a 31-second 40-yard dash after a half dozen Miller Lights, I think has more elusiveness shown than Miles Sanders has this season. So, you know, you put it all together. I think Miles Sanders hits the under 43.5 rush yards, and he can grab that right now, minus 115 at DraftKings. Elsewhere, in jolly old England, let's get an early morning SGP. Give me Stephon Diggs, 60-plus receiving yards. And give me Gabe Davis, three or more receptions. That's it. It's a little two-legger, plus 104 when you slap those together at DraftKings. Diggs, we're going to see some action in the slot, which he usually does. He's a pretty versatile wide receiver. He'll work outside the numbers. He'll also slide in inside. And even when he does slide in inside, he's going to get a lot of Herndon in coverage. He's giving him a 145 flat passer rating. And then Campbell, when he works outside, yeah, he's only giving up a 77.9 passer rating. But against Herndon alone, he could have a chunk gain or three. You know, as I mentioned, Diggs seeing 61 slot snaps so far this season, 30% overall of the team target share, one of the highest in the league, and is number nine in total yak. He is not going to yak all over himself. He's going to make you some moolah, I believe, in the end on that front leg. And then you look at Gabe Davis. I need three more catches out of him. He's only seen 13.9% of the team target share. It's going to be a Darius Williams in coverage, and Williams has allowed a 61.1 catch rate to his assignments this season. Davis has a 77.8 catch rate so far this year. It is over on the three receptions in a couple of his first four contests. I just need three balls. You might have to sweat this out, pulling up on the brow a little bit, but I think you'll get it and cash in late. So give me Diggs, 60 or more receiving yards, and then Gabe Davis, three or more catches, plus 104. Put that together again at DraftKings Sportsbook. And then finally, giddy up with Michael Gallup. I love the over. I grabbed it 31.5 receiving yards when it opened at DraftKings. That number is already up to 33.5, and I would still play the over. I played up to like 37.5, to be honest with you, taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Yes, the allegedly vaunted Niners defense. Minus 115 juice on this, by the way, whether at MGM or at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Gallup, the last couple of games, quietly has really risen to the occasion. 92 yards and 60 yards in those efforts. Yeah, he's only seen 12.4% of the team target share. Kind of an afterthought with CeeDee Lamb dominating that category. The tight ends also getting involved, and Brandon Cooks, some scattered shots in his general direction. But, you know, a decent 11.6 average at the target for Michael Gallup. 9.7 yards per target, number 25 in the league. Nothing to scoff at there. And he's going to get some Lenore in coverage, who's got up a 77.4 catch rate and the 13th most yards he is allowed in the league at 217. You know the name of the game for Michael Gallup. It's working outside the numbers. A lot of those streak routes that he high points the football as good as anybody in the league, may make an acrobatic catch, bring it in for, say, you know, most of the yardage or maybe all of it. All I need is 34 yards to cash a winner, and I think he's going to get at least three receptions in this game. And there's also catch-up potential in this contest as well for the Cowboys, which would only enhance the chances for Michael Gallup to indeed giddy up. So, again, give me that over on 33.5 receiving yards. Last point I'll make, eight guys have done this against the Niners secondary this season. I am out of breath. We are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do me a favor, would you kindly, if you enjoy this program, you can always follow us on the X, or formerly known as the Twitter. Check out Lundy and all his free spreadsheet picks when he gets back from vacation, because trust me, he's going to have a throbbing headache for the next several days. At Nate Lundy, I do the same exercise at Noisy Waves. Also, don't forget, Hank Williams and I are back this NFL Sunday on the Bleacher Report app. Another edition of our pre-game fantasy football and betting show. Again, exclusively available on the BR app. The stream starts at noon Eastern time, and Tank and I are going to answer your questions. We're going to give you our favorite boom, bust, or bank picks and every single Sunday NFL game. So tune in, Bleacher Report app, download it today, starting at noon Eastern, and also watch Live on the Line, my show with my esteemed colleagues, Danny Kleppinger, and also Cameron Smith, rotating a number of guests. Hank Williams on the show. Fonso was on the show on Friday. Fun Buns, yes, Cedar Fun Buns makes appearances on the show with me every single Friday, even though I was off traveling, and again, shaking off that hangover from Vegas yesterday. But watch Live on the Line, presented by BetMGM, every Monday through Friday, starting at noon Eastern at watchstadium.com/live, watchstadium.com/live, or tune in on the Bally Sports RSN's marquee. We're also available on the Yes Network. You can see the show. Just watch us, would you? Very kindly. It helps me out tremendously. Puts food on the table in the end. All right, I'm out of time. I got to get the hell out of here. I got to go to Costco. I got kids. They're in high school, believe it or not. I think they're mine. I'm not entirely sure. It might be the UPS drivers. He's handsome. That's probably why my kids look so damn good. Anyway, they need a bunch of shit because they eat like horses at this age. And so I got to go pick up a bunch of items. Enjoy college football Saturday. Enjoy your NFL Sunday. And as always, until next time, as I always say, fade or follow, that is up to you.